Three things you'll need to know before using a mobile proxy. You are considering using a mobile proxy. Then there are a few things you should know before you decide to take that step. Why do you need it? Every time you are connecting to the internet through a mobile device, via data connection, 3G, etc., you are getting an IP address that is different from your original one. The IP address comes from a pool of IP addresses, therefore, it is possible that you will get a flagged one. The mobile proxy helps you to avoid the flagging of Google by giving you a fresh and clean IP address. How does it work? When you use a mobile proxy, you get an IP address that is different from your original one. This way you can reach websites that may be blocked to you from whatever reason without worrying that it will lead to your real location or data. Do not use free mobile proxies. While it's tempting to use a free mobile proxy, especially since it became so easy to find the free ones, there are a few reasons why you shouldn't use them. Not as reliable. The free mobile proxies are not as reliable and effective as the not free ones. You can't be sure that you couldn't be tracked down from the website you were using to your actual location, or that your data is secure properly. Ads with malware. The free mobile proxies may not take money from you, but the provider still needs money. Therefore, they will use ads. The problem is that the ads may contain malware that will affect you and expose your data. Not every provider has the ability to make sure that the ads are risk-free. To summarize, so why do you need it? When you connect to the internet, you get an IP address that may have been flagged by Google. The mobile proxy will give you a fresh IP address to avoid it. How does it work? When you use a mobile proxy, you get a new IP address that gives you anonymity and allows you to access websites that have been blocked to you. One more important thing, do not use free mobile proxies. They are not as reliable as the not free ones, and while they don't cost you money, they use ads to support themselves instead, and those ads can be ads with malware.